Appendix C. Surgeon and Surgeon Section. Organizations from battalion through ASCC level are authorized a surgeon. Army medicine leverages the chain of surgeons' cells, staff channels, and medical command and control channels, MedCom, DS, Medical Brigade Support, and MMB, to provide Army health system support to the deployed force. Integration of these two channels and other warfighting function elements occur at command headquarters at different echelons. The surgeon is a member of the commander's personal and special staff. Through medical command and control, the surgeon coordinates and synchronizes the medical functions within the protection and sustainment warfighting functions and serves as a link between these varied commands and staffs. Surgeons at the ASCC/theater, corps, division, and brigade level are authorized a surgeon staff. The surgeon's staff is considered special staff and executes the actions required of the surgeon. The surgeon and the surgeon sections at each echelon work with their commands and staffs to conduct planning, coordination, synchronization, and integration of Army health system support. This ensures the consideration of all 10 medical functions is included in the command's running estimates, O-plans, and op-ords. Surgeon. The surgeon is a medical corps officer and member of the commander's personal and special staff. The surgeon normally work under the staff supervision of the chief of staff/executive officer. The surgeon is responsible for coordinating health assets and operations within the command. This officer provides and oversees medical care to soldiers, civilians, and detainees. The surgeon prepares Appendix 9, Force Health Protection, of Annex E, Protection, and Appendix 3, Health Service Support, of Annex F, Sustainment, to the operation order or operation plan. If operating in a joint headquarters, theater/corps, they have the responsibility of writing Annex Q, Medical Services, to the joint operation order or operation plan. Refer to JP 4-02, Joint Health Services. The surgeon advises the commander and their staff on all medical or medical-related issues. The surgeon's responsibilities include, but are not limited to, advises the commander on the health of the command. Responsible for the creation of or contribution to the medical common operating picture and medical concept of support. Provides medical treatment, to include CBRN. Provides status of the wounded. Coordinates medevac, including Army-dedicated medevac platforms, air and ground. Determines requirements for the requisition, procurement, storage, maintenance, distribution management, and documentation of Class 8 supplies within the organization. Plans for and implements operational public health, including initiating measures to counter the health threat and establishing medical and occupational and environmental health surveillance. Advises on the effects of the health threat on personnel, rations, and water. Advises on health threat requirements, including the examination, processing of captured medical supplies, and recommending use of captured medical supplies in support of detainees and other recipients. Coordinates dental services. Coordinates combat and operational stress control. Ensures the establishment of a viable veterinary services program, including inspection of subsistence and outside the continental U.S. food production and bottled water facilities, veterinary preventive medicine, and animal medical care. Ensures an area medical laboratory capability or procedures for obtaining this support from out-of-theater resources are established for the identification and confirmation of the use of suspect biological and chemical warfare agents by opposition forces. This includes the capability for specimens and samples, packaging and establishing handling requirements, and escort and chain of custody requirements. Coordinates clinical laboratory capabilities, including blood banking. Advises how operations affect the public health of personnel and the indigenous populations. Provides recommendations on allocation, redistribution, determining requirements, and assignment of medical personnel. Coordinates with medical unit commanders, to include leaders of medical platoons and sections for continuous Army Health System support. Provides consultation, mentoring, and technical supervision of subordinate surgeons, physicians, and physician assistants. Submits to higher headquarters those recommendations on professional medical problems that require research and development. Determines Army Health System training requirements and provides health education and training. Ensures field medical records and/or electronic medical records, when available, are maintained on each soldier at the primary MTF according to AR-40-66. Assessing special equipment and procedures required to accomplish the Army Health System mission in specific environments, such as urban operations, mountainous terrain, extreme cold weather operations, jungles, and deserts. Requirements varies depending upon the scenario and could include obtaining pieces of equipment of clothing not usually carries, peat and hammers, extreme cold weather parka, jungle boots, or the like. Adapting medical equipment sets for a specific scenario to include adding items based on the forecasted types of injuries to be encountered, such as more crushing injuries and fractures in urban operations or mountain operations. In certain scenarios, such as urban operations, some medical supplies and equipment may not be carried into the fight initially, such as sick call materials, but rather brought forward by follow-on forces. In mountain operations, bulky or heavy items, such as extra tentage, may not accompany the force because of the difficulty in traversing the terrain. Having individual soldiers carry additional medical items, such as bandages and intravenous fluids. Through medical command and control, the surgeon coordinates and synchronizes the medical functions within the protection and sustainment warfighting functions and serves as a link between these varied commands and staffs. Although Army Health System is broken down into two components, Force Health Protection, which falls in the Protection Warfighting Function, and Health Service Support, which resides within the Sustainment Warfighting Function, the Army Health System is functionally aligned with other warfighting fighting functions. Surgeon Section. The Surgeon Section works with many personal, special, and coordinating staffs. At different echelons, they work closely with two functional cells, protection and sustainment. At the theater, corps, and division level, there are chiefs of protection and sustainment. At the brigade and battalion level, the S3 is responsible for protection, and the S4 is responsible for sustainment. Force Health Protection falls within the chief of protection / S3's functional area. Health Service Support falls within the Chief of Sustainment's / S4 functional area. The responsibility of the entire Army Health System support structure, which includes both Force Health Protection and Health Service Support medical functions, rests with the surgeon. The staff of the surgeon is considered special staff and resides in the sustainment cells within corps, divisions, and brigades headquarters. The surgeon's staff varies in size depending on the echelon. It assists the surgeon in planning and conducting Army Health System support operations. Functionally, the surgeon's staff section advises the commander on medical capabilities and capacities necessary to support plans and interfaces with operations, intelligence, protection cells, civil affairs, sustainment cells, and host nation authorities to coordinate Army Health System support across the warfighting functions. Specific functions of the surgeon staff include, but are not limited to, plans and ensures roles 1-3 medical support for the command is provided in a timely and efficient manner. Recommends, develops, and maintains medical troop basis, revises as required to ensure task organization for mission accomplishment. Plans and coordinates Army Health System support operations for the command and attached / OPCON medical assets. This includes reinforcement and reconstitution. Prepares and presents, as directed by the surgeon, the Army Health System support portion of the command and operational briefings. Coordinates with the G1, S1, for tracking critical medical areas of concentration and military occupational specialties. assists the G1, S1, in casualty operations and estimates, collects and disseminates health threat information, and coordinates medical intelligence requirements with the G2, S2, facilitates functional integration between Army Health System and military intelligence staff elements within the command. This supports the G2/S2's intelligence preparation of the battlefield. Coordinates with the G3, S3, for prioritizing the reallocation of organic and attached/OPCON medical augmentation assets as required by the tactical situation. Oversees command tactical standard operating procedures, TSOPs, plans, policies, and procedures for Army Health System support as prescribed by the surgeon. Oversees individual and collective medical training and provides information to the surgeon and commander. Coordinates with the G3, S3, G4, S4, and command chemical officer for non-medical assets for assisting with mass casualties and patient decontamination operations. Coordinates with the G3, S3, for additional evacuation assets as required. Coordinates and prioritizes patient evacuation or movement within the command. Coordinates patient evacuation from organic MTFs to higher level roles of medical care. Coordinates the medevac of all detainee casualties. Monitors medical regulating and patient tracking operations. Coordinates and prioritizes med log and blood management requirements for the command. Coordinates and manages the disposition of captured medical materiel. Coordinates, plans, and prioritizes public health missions. Monitors disease trends within the command. Coordinates dental support when the tactical situation permits. Coordinates with the supporting veterinary element pertaining to subsistence and animal disease surveillance. Develops and publishes the medical reporting schedule for Force 21 Battle Command Brigade and below in accordance with FM6-99 and the commander's guidance. Initiates other reports as necessary. Maintains situational understanding by coordinating for current Army Health System information with surgeons of the next higher, adjacent, and subordinate headquarters. Coordinates, monitors, and synchronizes the execution of Army Health System support for the command for each war-gamed course of action to ensure a fit and healthy force. The surgeon and their sections are responsible for coordinating with many personal, special, and coordinating staffs. These tasks and responsibilities are outlined in FM3-94 and ATPs 3-91, 3-92, and 3-94. For more information, refer to these doctrinal publications. Theater Army Surgeon. The ASCC surgeon is a theater-level officer and member of the commander's personal and special staff. The ASCC surgeon is charged with leading the planning and coordination of the Army Health System support mission within the theater. The ASCC surgeon is the Theater Army staff proponent responsible for, in coordination with the MedCom DS commander, the provision of Army Health System support within the AOR. The ASCC surgeon has staff responsibility for medical planning, coordination, and policy development for Army Health System support to deployed forces. Through medical command and control, the Theater Army surgeon coordinates and synchronizes the 10 medical functions split between the protection and sustainment warfighting functions and serves as a link between these varied commands and staffs. Surgeon Headquarters Section. Specific functions of the Surgeon Headquarters Section include, but are not limited to, advises the Theater Army Commander on the health of the command and the occupied or friendly territory within the theater AO. Determines the health threat and provides advice concerning the medical effects of the environment and of seaburn weapons and personnel, military and contract working dogs, rations, and water. Develops and manages programs to identify health threats, apply risk management, and mitigate such risks. Maintain situational understanding by coordinating for current Army health system information with the medical operations staffs of subordinate headquarters. As a member of a joint staff, provides Annex Q medical services to all operation plans and orders. Participates in the sustainment cell working group to integrate and synchronize health service support tasks. Prepares a portion of Annex F, sustainment, to the operation orders and plans. Participates in the protection cell working group to integrate and synchronize force health protection tasks and systems for each phase or transition of an operation or major activity. Prepares a portion of Annex E, protection, to the operation orders and plans. Coordinates with the Surgeon General for Army Health System information and resources. Provides for health services in the AOR. Monitors execution of Army Health System support to ensure it supports the combatant commander's decisions and intent. Synchronizes AOR medical resources to ensure effective and consistent treatment of wounded, injured, or sick personnel as to return to full duty or evacuate from the AOR. Provides staff oversight for all 10 Army Health System medical functions. Coordinates Army Health System support, including but not limited to operational public health, inpatient/outpatient care, ancillary support, medical logistics, patient evacuation, hospitalization, dental support, return to duty and veterinary services, in preparing and sustaining theater forces. Coordinates with the staff judge advocate and chain of command to determine eligibility for medical care in an MTF. Determines the policy for the requisition, procurement, storage, maintenance, distribution management, and documentation of Class 8 material, blood and blood products, and special designation of a TLAM, and the assignment of missions for the single integrated medlog manager. Recommends changes to the theater evacuation policy, and provides input and personnel to the Theater Patient Movement Requirement Center as required. Recommends theater policy for medically evacuating contaminated patients. Surgeon Medical Operations Element. Specific functions of the Surgeon Medical Operations Element include but are not limited to: coordinates patient evacuation from theater, manages movement of patients within and from theater, manages flow of casualties within the AOR, monitors the flow of patients to MTFs within the Combatant Command AOR or for inter-theater evacuation, communicates with the Theater Patient Movement Requirement Center and the Global Patient Movement Requirement Center, develops mass casualty plans, and determines the medical workload requirements based upon the casualty estimate, recommends medical evacuation policies and procedures, changes to the theater evacuation policy, and provides input to the Theater Patient Movement Requirement Center. Monitors medical regulating and patient tracking operations. Surgeon Support Operations Element. Specific functions of the Surgeon Support Operations Element include, but are not limited to: manages health services resources in the AO to provide effective and consistent treatment of wounded, injured, or sick personnel as to return to full duty or evacuate from the theater. Monitors policies, protocols, and procedures pertaining to the medical and dental treatment of sick, injured, and wounded personnel. Determines requirements and priorities for medical logistics. Evaluates and interprets medical statistical data. Medical Command Deployment Support Role. The MedCom, DS Commander, is responsible for maintaining a regional focus in support of the Geographic Combatant Commander and ASCC Theater Engagement Plan, while providing effective and timely direct force health protection and health service support to tactical commanders and general support on an area basis to theater forces at echelons above brigade. The enduring regional focus of the ASCC drives organizational specialization in the supporting MedCom DS to address unique health threats, specific needs of the local populace, availability of other service medical capabilities, and geographic factors that are distinctly related to a particular region. The MedCom DS coordinates with the ASCC surgeon as the staff proponent with execution through G3 channels under the authority of the ASCC commander to provide Army Health System support within the AOR. As the theater medical command, the MedCom DS integrates, synchronizes, and provides command and control of Medical Brigade Support, MMB, and other Army Health System units providing force health protection and health service support to tactical commanders. The MedCom DS employs an operational CP and a main CP that can deploy autonomously into an operational area and employ based on the size and complexity of operations or the support required. Key tasks of a MedCom DS in support of the ASCC include providing command and control of medical brigade support and subordinate medical units, task organizing medical elements based on specific medical requirements, monitoring health threats within each operational area, and ensuring the availability of required medical capabilities to mitigate those threats. Corps Surgeon. The Corps Surgeon is a Corps-level officer and member of the commander's personal and special staff. They normally work under the staff supervision of the Corps Chief of Staff. The Corps Surgeon is charged with leading the planning and coordination of the Army Health System support mission within the Corps. However, as personal staff, the Corps Surgeon is the principal advisor to the commander on the health status of the Corps and has direct access to the Corps commander on all Army Health System support or medical-related issues. The Corps Surgeon is responsible for the technical oversight of all medical activities in the command. The Corps Surgeon oversee and coordinate Army Health System support activities through the Corps Surgeon section. The Corps Surgeon also monitor, prioritize, synchronize, and assess Army Health System support, serve as medical contract officer for the Corps, and provides an analysis of the health threat. Through medical command and control, the Corps Surgeon coordinates and synchronizes the 10 medical functions split between the protection and sustainment warfighting functions and serves as a link between these varied commands and staffs. Surgeon Element. The Corps Surgeon resides in the tactical command post within the Surgeon Element. This element is responsible for, but not limited to, oversees, monitors, and coordinates Army Health System support operations, provides current information on the Corps Army Health System Support Plan / Medical Common Operating Picture, MedCOP, to surgeons / medical operations staffs of the next higher, adjacent, and subordinate headquarters to maintain medical situational awareness. As a member of a joint staff, provides Annex Q medical services to all operation plans and orders. Participates in the Sustainment Cell Working Group to integrate and synchronize health service support tasks. Prepares a portion of Annex F, Sustainment, to the operation orders and plans. Participates in the Protection Cell Working Group to integrate and synchronize force health protection tasks and systems for each phase or transition of an operation or major activity. Prepares a portion of Annex E, Protection, to the operation orders and plans. Provides recommendations on allocation and redistribution of medical personnel and Class 8 items. Oversees medlog for the command. Provides patient disposition and reports. Evaluates and interprets Army Health System statistical data. Monitors and coordinates force health protection operations. Develops health consultation services within the Corps. Provides technical advice to the Corps commander for occupational, environmental health, and medical surveillances, sanitary inspections, and potential seaburn contamination. When operating as a joint headquarters, coordinates with the staff judge advocate and chain of command to determine eligibility for medical care in an MTF. When operating as a joint headquarters, recommends theater policy for medically evacuating contaminated patients. Determines Corps Army Health System training policies and programs as required. Initiate operational public health programs to include medical surveillance and occupational and environmental health surveillance within the Corps. Surgeon Section. The surgeon section in the core resides in the MCP. The surgeon section is normally functionally organized under the sustainment warfighting function, but may be directly under the core chief of staff depending on the desires of the core commander. This section is responsible for, but not limited to, provides reachback capability for the forward deployed surgeon in the tactical command post, reviews all core OL plans and contingency plans to identify potential health threats associated with geographical locations and climatic conditions, assists tactical command post in monitoring and coordinating Army health system support operations, ensures Army health system support is provided across the conflict continuum, various types of mission support, traditional support to a deployed force, operations predominantly characterized by stability tasks, and defense support of civil authorities are provided simultaneously in various locations throughout the core area of operations. Army health system planners anticipate the types of support required and develop flexible plans that are rapidly adjusted to changes in the level of violence and tempo, as well as to transition from one type of task to the next. Coordinates access to intelligence of medical interest with the Assistant Chief of Staff, G2 Intelligence, and ensures that the health threat, medical intelligence, and intelligence of medical interest are integrated into O plans and op boards. Coordinates health service support, including the treatment and medevac of patients from the battlefield, and the required Class 8 supplies, equipment, and services necessary to sustain these operations. Coordinates force health protection to include operational public health, veterinary services, area medical laboratory services and support, dental services, and combat and operational stress control. Develops, in conjunction with higher headquarters, core evacuation policy. Division surgeon. The division surgeon is a division-level officer and member of the commander's personal and special staff. The division surgeon normally work under the staff supervision of the division chief of staff. The division surgeon is the principal advisor to the commander on the health status of the division and advise the division commander and their staffs on all medical or medical-related issues. The division surgeon operating from within the section coordinates echelons above brigade medical support and ensures information is integrated into the commander's ground tactical plan. As the chief of the division surgeon section, the division surgeon is able to contribute to the division's warfighting capability by providing timely and effective Army health system support planning, to include developing patient estimates, for inclusion in the division planning process, and the conduct of conducting large-scale combat operations. They are also responsible for the technical oversight of all medical activities in the command. The division surgeon ensure that the division's current and future operations and plans are coordinated with the MedCom DS and the supporting medical brigade support. Through medical command and control, the division surgeon coordinates and synchronizes the 10 medical functions split between the protection and sustainment warfighting functions and serves as a link between these varied commands and staffs. Surgeon element. The division surgeon position is in the tactical command post surgeon element. They oversee and coordinate Army health system support activities through the division surgeon section. This element is responsible for, but not limited to, advises the commander on the health of the command, oversees, monitors, and coordinates divisional Army health system support operations to include both force health protection and health service support activities, ensure that the division current and future operations and plans are coordinated with the MedCom DS and the supporting medical brigade support, oversees, monitors, and coordinates medical treatment to include CBRN provided to personnel in the division AO, provide status of the wounded, coordinate medevac, including Army-dedicated medevac platforms, air and ground, provides recommendations on allocation and redistribution of medical personnel and Class 8 items, oversees all medlog for the command, monitors and coordinates dental services within the division, monitors and coordinates combat and operational stress control, monitors and coordinates veterinary services within the division, provides patient disposition and reports, monitors and coordinates public health operations, oversees medical, civil, military operations, provides technical advice to the division commander for occupational and environmental health surveillance, health threat analysis, medical surveillance, facility sanitation inspections, and potential seaburn contamination. Participates in the sustainment cell working group to integrate and synchronize health service support tasks. Prepares a portion of Annex F, sustainment, to the OPORD or O plan. Participates in the protection cell working group to integrate and synchronize force health protection tasks and systems for each phase or transition of an operation or major activity. Prepares a portion of Annex E, protection, to the operation order or operation plan. Refines the division's force health protection medical support plan during the preparatory phase of defensive tasks. Identifies additional medical resources needed to support additional divisional attachments received in the joint operations area and those elements of the civilian population whose needs are not met by civilian medical assets. Coordinates for Role 4 CONUS support-based MTF support. Oversees medical training for division medical personnel. Surgeon Section. The division surgeon section resides in the MCP. Its mission is to plan, coordinate, and synchronize the division's Army Health System support under the supervision of the division surgeon. The division Army Health System support planning also involves the division staff and the division's projected supporting medical brigade support and next higher echelon Army or Joint Surgeon Staff section. This coordination focuses on how the medical command's plans impact the provision of Army Health System support within the division. A series of planning, in-progress reviews, coordination meetings, and rehearsals are required to tailor an Army Health System support plan to sustain the division's anticipated operations. This section is responsible for, but not limited to, provides reach-back capability for the forward-deployed surgeon in the tactical command post, reviews all Division O plans and contingency plans to identify potential health threats associated with geographical locations and climatic conditions, oversees Division TSOPs, plans, policies, and procedures for Army Health System support as prescribed by the division surgeon, assists Tactical Command Post in monitoring and coordinating Army Health System support operations, provides current information on the Division Army Health System Support Plan/MedCop to surgeons/medical operations staffs of the next higher, adjacent, and subordinate headquarters to maintain medical situational awareness, plans and ensures roles 1 and 2 Army Health System support for the division is provided in a timely and efficient manner. Establishes links from the medical brigade supporting the division to the medical platoons and teams in its brigades as each brigade completes its deployment. Division medical support includes both air and ground ambulance platforms and embedded forward surgical, combat and operational stress control, and preventive medicine detachments and teams. Utilizes casualty and disease and non-battle injury estimates and forecasts evacuation, treatment, and Class 8 requirements. Commanders pre-position medical treatment and evacuation capabilities forward to efficiently evacuate casualties to where they can receive the appropriate medical care. When developing the Army Health System Support Plan, the Surgeon Section Planner considers many factors. Refer to ATP 4-02.55. The forms of maneuver, as well as the threat's capabilities, influence the character of the patient workload and its time and space distribution. The analysis of this workload determines the allocation of medical resources and the location or relocation of MTFs, establishes links to the theater medlog infrastructure to begin the Class 8 resupply process once deployed. The Division Surgeon Section anticipates customer Class 8 unit requisitions. They identify and store adequate Class 8 stocks in Medical Brigade Roll 3 MTF supporting the division to reduce the resupply turnaround times for forward surgical detachments in the brigades. Determine situationally appropriate medication resupply protocols for cold packages, birth control, and sexually transmitted diseases. Tracks the expenditures of prophylaxis means, such as anthrax and smallpox vaccinations. Coordinates relationships of organic medical units and medical units/elements under OPCON or attached to the Division for General Support or Direct Support, DS. Coordinates for both air and ground ambulance support beyond the capabilities of BCT medical companies with the division's supporting medical unit or units and combat aviation brigade. Coordinates the prompt evacuation of casualties from the division's Role 1 and 2 MTFs to supporting Role 3 MTFs provided by the division's supporting medical unit. Coordinates with G1/S1 casualty operation personnel to ensure patient tracking is performed. Ensures medical supplies are available to division medical personnel. Develops and maintains the medical troop basis, revising as required, to ensure task organization for mission accomplishment. Plans and coordinates Army Health System support operations for division and attached/OPCON core medical assets. This includes reinforcement and reconstitution. Prepares and presents, as directed by the division surgeon, routine Army Health System support portion of the division briefings. Coordinates with the G3 for prioritizing the reallocation of organic and core medical augmentation assets as required by the tactical situation. Works with the protection cell to provide staff supervision of the implementation of force health protection actions by the division's subordinate units. Medical personnel monitor the division's area of operations for disease, conducts preventive services such as immunizations and prophylaxis, and help when soldiers are exposed to hazards. Medical personnel establish medical, occupational, and environmental health screening as required. Through field sanitation team training and water assessments, medical personnel educate soldiers and non-combatants on disease and non-battle injury prevention. Coordinates for prophylactic medical treatment for the division's projected AO and with projected supporting medical organizations to ensure they can support the division's projected operations and resupply divisional medical units and combat lifesavers with Class 8 medical materiel. Works with the Theater Army surgeon, civil affairs staff, and other unified action partners to obtain up-to-date health threat analysis on the division's projected area of operations. Pre-deployment behavioral health surveys should be conducted as part of deployment processing. Brigade Surgeon. The Brigade Surgeon is a member of the Commander's personal and special staff. The Brigade Surgeon is assigned to the headquarters and headquarters company of a brigade and normally work under the staff supervision of the Brigade Executive Officer. The Brigade Surgeon plans and coordinates the Brigade Army Health System support activities with the Brigade's personal, special, and coordinating staffs. The brigade surgeon is responsible for the technical control of all medical activities in the command. The brigade surgeon oversees and coordinates Army Health System support activities through the brigade surgeon section and the brigade S3. The brigade surgeon keeps the brigade commander informed on the status of Army Health System support for brigade operations and the health of the command. The brigade surgeon provides input and obtains information to facilitate medical planning. The brigade surgeon's specific duties in this area include, but are not limited to, ensures implementation of the Army Health System support section of the brigade TSOP, participates in the S4's sustainment cell working group to integrate and synchronize health service support tasks, prepares a portion of Annex F, sustainment, to the operation orders and plans, participates in the S3's protection cell working group to integrate and synchronize force health protection tasks and systems for each phase or transition of an operation or major activity, prepares a portion of Annex E, protection, to the operation orders and plans, determines the allocation of medical resources within the brigade, supervises technical training of medical personnel and the combat lifesaver program within the brigade, determines procedures, techniques, and limitations in the conduct of routine medical care, emergency medical treatment, and trauma management, monitors aeromedical and ground ambulance evacuation, monitors the implementation of automated medical systems, informs the division surgeon on the brigade's Army Health System support situation, monitors the health of the command, and advises the commander on measures to counter disease and injury threats, exercises technical supervision of subordinate battalion surgeons and physician assistants, provides consultation and mentoring for subordinate battalion surgeons, physicians, and physician assistants, provides the medical estimate and health threat for inclusion in the commander's estimate. The brigade surgeon utilizes medical command and control to coordinate and synchronize the 10 medical functions split between the protection and sustainment warfighting functions and serve as a link between these varied commands and staffs. Surgeon Section. The brigade's surgeon section is assigned to the headquarters and headquarters company of the brigade and operates out of the Brigade Tactical Operations Center. This section is an integral part of the brigade's main CP, and the staff of the brigade surgeon is intimately involved with the S3 and their staff in the planning process. The section, in coordination with the brigade S4, the brigade support medical company commander, and battalion surgeons, is responsible for the development of the medical portion of the brigade O-Plan/OP-Ord and takes part in the brigade operations process. This section is responsible to the brigade commander for staff supervision of Army Health System support within the brigade. The brigade surgeon section is also responsible for coordinating general support and DS relationships of organic medical units and medical units/elements, whether OPCON or attached to the brigade. This section updates the brigade commander as required on the status of Army Health System support in the brigade. The staff of the brigade surgeon section assists the brigade surgeon in planning and conducting brigade Army Health System support operations. Specific functions include, but are not limited to, provides current information on the brigade Army Health System support plan/MedCop to surgeons/medical operations staffs of the next higher, adjacent, and subordinate headquarters to maintain medical situational awareness. Plans and ensures the timely and efficient establishment of roles 1 and 2 Army Health System support for the brigade. Plans and coordinates Army Health System support operations for brigade medical assets, attached or OPCON echelons above brigade assets. This includes reinforcement and reconstitution. Coordinates with the division surgeon section for prioritizing the reallocation of organic and core medical augmentation assets as required by the tactical situation. Ensures that the medical annex of the brigade TSOPs, plans, policies, and procedures for Army Health System support prescribed by the brigade surgeon are prepared and executed. Oversees medical training and provides information to the brigade surgeon and brigade commander. Coordinates and prioritizes med log and blood management requirements for the brigade. Collects health threat information and coordinates medical intelligence requirements with the Brigade S2. Coordinates and directs patient evacuation from forward areas to supporting MTFs. Coordinates the medevac of all detainee casualties from the Brigade AO. Coordinates the disposition of captured medical materiel. Coordinates, plans, and prioritizes operational public health missions. Coordinates with the supporting veterinary element for subsistence and animal disease surveillance. Coordinates and monitors patient decontamination operations to include layout and establishment of patient decontamination site, use of collective protection, use of non-medical soldiers to perform patient decontamination procedures under medical supervision. Battalion Surgeon. The battalion surgeon/medical officer is a member of the commander's personal and special staff. The battalion surgeon also serves as the medical advisor to the battalion commander and the staff. In this role, the battalion surgeon advises the battalion commander on the employment of the medical platoon and on the health of the battalion. The battalion surgeon are also the supervising physician, medical officer / field surgeon, of the medical platoon's treatment squad. This officer is responsible for all Army health system support provided by the platoon. The brigade support medical company commander, with consultation by the senior physician, performs many related responsibilities mentioned below within the brigade support battalion. Units not assigned a battalion surgeon will utilize their assigned senior medical service member in order to accomplish the below-listed responsibilities. Responsibilities include, but are not limited to, advises the commander on the health of the battalion, provides current information on the battalion Army Health System Support Plan / MedCop to surgeons / medical operations staffs of the next higher and adjacent headquarters to maintain medical situational awareness, advises the battalion commander and their staff on Army Health System support operations and the health threat, advises the commander on the effects of the Geneva Conventions on Army Health System support, plans and directs Role 1 Army Health System support for the battalion or within the brigade support area, supervises the health, welfare, organizational training, administration, discipline, and maintenance of equipment, supply functions, and employment of medical platoon or company personnel, supervises and oversees all medical treatment provided by platoon or company personnel, examines, diagnoses, treats, and prescribes courses of treatment for patients to include disease and non-battle injury, tactical combat casualty care, and trauma management, supervises the battalion combat and operational stress control program to include training troop leaders in the preventive aspect of stress on soldiers, supports humanitarian assistance programs when directed, provides operational public health support for the battalion, requests operational public health support from the brigade for requirements beyond their battalion surgeon capabilities, plans and oversees public health training for battalion personnel, monitors the command operational public health program to include health risk assessment and medical surveillance, oversees the Army Warrior Task Training, continuing medical education, and clinical training of subordinate medical personnel, oversees the training of combat lifesavers, oversees the training of unit field sanitation teams, ensures that field health records are maintained, coordinates and monitors patient decontamination operations to include layout and establishment of patient decontamination site, use of collective protection, coordinates the establishment and training of non-medical personnel for patient decontamination teams, use of non-medical soldiers to perform patient decontamination procedures under medical supervision. Only when a battalion surgeon is assigned does the overall responsibility for the medical platoon belong to someone other than the medical services corps officer. Based upon command discretion, the medical operations officer may be designated as the medical platoon leader. They work with both the battalion surgeon and physician assistant to ensure medical treatment and Army Health System support requirements are met for the battalion. This officer is the principal assistant to the battalion surgeon and the primary leader for medical platoon operations, administration, and logistics. Note: in the absence of a battalion surgeon, the physician assistant is the principal advisor to the battalion commander and their staff in the area of health and medical readiness.